Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm blessed.
Praise Master Jesus. You're welcome to Eagle and Dove Half Hour, the voice of rest by God's friend, Ofora Obiageli Chigozie. Let's pray. Eternal Rock of Ages, we give you all the glory, all the honor, all the adoration, because you're wonderful, you are excellent, you are marvelous, you are the first, you are the last. Thank you, Father, for this wonderful opportunity to minister your word, the living word of life. We receive the oil of quick understanding to comprehend in a supersonic manner what you want to communicate to us this day. We give you all the glory, all the honor, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. I want to finish up on a series I started 4 Mondays ago, developing your union experience with the divine nature. We have talked about God is light, God is love, God is spirit. Today we are rounding it up. Want your question sent to our number so that we can respond to it online for everybody. Want to round it up with the last aspect of it. We talked about God is consuming fire. Hallelujah. God is consuming fire. Let's go to the Bible. In Hebrews 12 verse 29, Hebrews 12 verse 29, Bible said, for our God is a consuming fire. I want to remove that word, a consuming fire. A consuming fire, that means there are other consuming fire, but he is the consuming fire. God is the consuming fire. If you say God is the consuming fire, I want to ask a question. If God, who is the consuming fire, and I want to ask a very vital question. Goat, does it give birth to goat? Yes. Cock, does it give birth to cock? Yes. Elephant, does it give birth to elephant? Yes. In other words, if God, who is the consuming fire, Bible said in John 3 verse 6, that he that is born of the flesh is flesh, he that is born of the spirit is spirit. If that God we are born of is the consuming fire, that means he gave birth to us as consuming fires. Praise Master Jesus. The same way, if that God who is the Lord of Lords, he is the Lord of Lords. If that God who is a consuming fire, that means we are also consuming fire. Praise Master Jesus. We are. In Matthew 3 verse 11, when John was making a statement about Christ, he said that he that is coming, that is not worthy to remove the lash of his sandals, that him, John, baptizes with water, but Jesus is going to baptize with the Holy Ghost and fire. They are two different experiences. Holy Ghost and fire. Holy Ghost and fire. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, he that is born of the Spirit is Spirit. He that is born of the flesh is flesh. He that is born of the Spirit, who is the consuming fire, that means we are the consuming fire. Praise Master Jesus. The more we develop our union experience with the divine nature, that dimension of God, who is the consuming fire, will start finding expression in and through us. And what are the advantages? If this dimension starts finding expression in and through us, what are the advantages? One, go with me in Hebrews 1 verse 7. Hebrews 1 verse 7. The Bible said, and of the angels he says, who makes his angels spirits and his ministers a flame of fire. Pay attention. There is something in the scripture I want to reveal right now. Pay attention. He said he makes his angels spirits. If you check that word spirit, it means pneuma. It also means wind. It also means breath. Pay attention. That word angel means angelos. And angelos is a messenger or a pastor. Pay attention. In other words, a messenger or a pastor. When John the Baptist was asked a question, are you a prophet? He said, no. Are you this one? He said, no. He said, I am a messenger. 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 Prepare the way of the Lord. In Revelation 1, verse 1, when Bible said that this book of Revelation, the revelation of Jesus Christ, was conveyed to John by the angel of Christ. Pay attention. In Revelation 19, when John wanted to bow down to that very personality that showed up before him, he said, no, I am one of your fellow servants. In Revelation 22, he said, no, he wanted to bow down again to him. He said, I am one of your fellow servants, the prophets. Hello, the prophets. That word divine nature also means cherubic nature. Praise Master Jesus. Jesus was asked a question about a woman that married 7 husbands and they died. He said, on the resurrection, who is going to be the true husband of that woman? Jesus responded, and he made a very striking statement that we have missed in the body of Christ. Listen, Jesus said that person will be like angel on the resurrection morning. Pay attention. In other words, he shall be like angel on the resurrection morning. Angels, they are neither male nor female. Pay attention. He that is baptized into Christ is neither Greek nor Jew, neither free nor bond, neither male nor female. Angels are neither male or female. Bible says we are all one. Pay attention. 2. Angels does not die. Hello. But it's not angel in the general form, but it's talking about our cherubic nature. Our cherubic nature. What makes God God? Our cherubic nature. Praise Master Jesus. He said he makes his angels. In other words, that our cherubic nature, spirits and the flames of fire, his ministers, flames of fire. In other words, we are not just spirit beings. We are godlike ones. Hello, every believer is not a human being. Is a spirit being having a human experiences. Because our real self is our inner man. It's not just that we're spirit beings, we are godlike beings. That has a soul that dwells in this body. This is the most striking mystery of all ages, that the God of universe will fold himself. Pay attention, will fold himself so small that he will dwell inside of man. Christ in us is the undoing of that mystery. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, the more we develop our human experience with divine nature, the aspect of our cherubic system will be energized. The aspect of who we are will be energized. As what? As breath, spirit, and as flames of fire. Hello? Flames of fire is who we are. Ministers of the new covenant. Everything that makes up God is what is inside of us. We should not take this one and leave that one. Everything that makes up God is back. In John 1 verse 51, Jesus made a statement, said, you shall see heaven open and you will see the angels ascending, not the ascending and descending, not on the, upon the Son of Man. And the Son of Man, Christ, Son of Man means God in human nature. The Son of Man, the deity, the humanity of Christ, said, ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. Christ, the Son of Man, where is he now? He's in us. In other words, Christ in us becomes a center of activity of the angelic realm. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. The more we develop our inner experience with divine nature, as we stand, people will not be seeing us. They will not see us. They will start seeing Christ in form of a flame of fire, standing. Praise Master Jesus. In 5 Peter 4 verse 11, he said, speaking as if anyone wants to speak, let him speak like an oracle of God. There's a difference between prophesying, speaking as an oracle, and speaking as the word of God. There are 3 different functionalities. It is all embedded in us. One thing about the body of Christ we should avoid. We should not use people's experience as a standard. No, we use Christ as a standard. What you don't experience, you don't say, it does not exist. Hello. Praise Master Jesus. Speaking as the oracle of God, minister has the ability which God supplies. What does he mean? To function as a flame. You remember in the book of Exodus, God made a statement, the Lord looked through the flame of fire. In other words, it's for sight. And that means we become the full beings of revelation upon the face of the earth. Hello, we become the full beings of revelation upon the field. That means we become a full direction for the world. They will look upon us to see what is happening or see where God is going. Praise Master Jesus. 2, as we develop our inner experience with divine nature, that aspect of us, that aspect of our cherubic structure, our cherubic nature will be energized. In book of Revelation 1, Bible said that the eyes, 1:14, that the eyes of Jesus is like flames of fire. Pay attention. In other words, as we develop our inner experience with the divine nature who is the consuming fire, that aspect of our eyes will be energized. Our eyes are like flames of fire. Praise Master Jesus. There are different kinds of eyes in the believer. Different kinds of eyes. eyes of our heart, which is the one we call the eyes of understanding, which also called the eyes of our imagination. Secondly, there is an eye of our throne. Thirdly, there is seven eyes of the Lord. There are cherubic eyes. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. All of us are embedded in us. And they have their different functions. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, that aspect of that eyes, our eyes will be energized and developed. That eyes, what does he mean? Go with me in book of Zechariah. In Zechariah 4, verse 2, he said the seven lamps of fire. In Zechariah 10, he said that seven lamps of fire is the seven eyes of the Lord. Pay attention. In Revelation 4, verse 5, the Bible said that the seven lamps of fire, which are the seven spirits before the throne. I don't know what the belief system is, but I know of one thing. Hello. The seven spirits of God is not the seven dimensions of the Holy Ghost, as we are taught. Is not. Praise Master Jesus. The seven spirits of God are before the throne. Holy Ghost is God. He is on the throne. He is not standing before his own throne. He is not a servant. He is God. He is on the throne. There are a group of beings in the Bible, the four spirits of heaven. Will you say these are the four dimensions of the Holy Ghost? Seven spirits of God are not seven dimensions of the Holy Ghost, but they are under the government of the Holy Ghost. They are not, but they are under the government of the Holy Ghost. They are created beings, before the throne. They are seven sentient beings. Sentient means beings created for a purpose. The same way a king has servants that do different functions, the same way the King of Glory have servants that do different functions for him in the kingdom. Praise Master Jesus. Seven spirits are seven sentient beings. They are in heaven before the throne. They are in Christ in us, and they are on earth according to the scripture. These are the five three places you can find them. Holy Ghost is God. Seven spirits, they were created. They are not creators. They were created. They are seven distinct sentient beings sent or created by the King of Glory to minister to us, to bring us into the high level of functionality according to divine intentions. In Revelation 22, verse 1, Bible said the pure river flows from the throne. That is the Holy Ghost. From that throne. Not standing before his own throne. I'm not saying what I've seen them. They are not. I used to believe that. But when I saw them, I said, you guys are talking here. It's not. They are created. In book of Proverbs 8, when wisdom said that the Lord possessed me from the beginning of his days, from beginning of time, he possessed me. How can God possess his own spirit? Said before things were, I was created. Spirit of wisdom talking. Say she was created. Praise Master Jesus. That's a good digression anyway. Those seven lamps of fire means the seven eyes of the Lord. Praise Master Jesus. In Revelation 18, what are the eyes of the Lord? What are they do? I will show you one or two things with what they do. In Revelation 8:3, verse 18 and 20, Bible said, when Jesus was talking about, and that Christ is inside of us, was talking about, you're not able to discern the first prophet and the first teachings. He is teaching against the prophet, against the people of God. Listen, one of the eyes of the Lord does one thing, discerning of first prophets and first teachings. That's one of the eyes does. One of the eyes, what it does, is opening us up to discern first teaching and first prophets. Praise Pastor Jesus. One of these days, I will go into deep depths what they do. Three, as we develop our union in space, the divine nature, there's something that will start happening. If you go to Revelation 4, verse 5, Bible says that the thunder and lightning and voices were proceeding out of the throne. God who sits on that throne, and that God is in Christ. The fullness of God is in Christ, and they are sitting on that throne. Bible said that our heart, that Christ dwells in our heart. Our heart becomes a seat of government for God. Our heart is the seat of God's government. Our heart is a seat of God's government. That means inside of us, there is a throne. Praise Master Jesus. There is a throne inside of us. That throne inside of us, the fullness of God is sitting there. And out of that throne proceeds lightning, thunderings, and voices. What is thunder? Thunder means glorified voice of God in fire. That's what thunder means. Thunder means glorified voice of God in fire. What is lightning? Lightning is a tongue of fire glorified speaking. The tongue of fire glorified speaking. That's what it means. In other words, the more I develop my union experience with the divine nature, that aspect of who I am within me, the tongue that the lightnings will start proceeding out of my being. That is a dimension of God's fire. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, our consciousness starts functioning in lightning power. The number of votes lightning carry is something that mind cannot comprehend. Praise Master Jesus. This is who we are. In other words, there is first lightning, there is first thunder being practiced by the occult witches, the occultic system, they practice it. But the believer did not know that we have a superior one within us. And we are going about shouting, Holy Ghost fire, Holy Ghost fire, this. No! What do you do? Start developing your union experience. How? I am in complete, perfect oneness experience with the Lord and His divine nature. I am in complete, perfect oneness experience with the Lord and His divine nature. The more I practice who I am, hey, that dimension of who I am inside will be energized. And once it's energized, it starts rolling out of my being. And once it starts rolling out of my being, the sky is my beginning. Praise Master Jesus. As people normally said, praise Master Jesus. Four, I hope you are grasping what I'm saying. This is who we are. Praise Master Jesus. In the book of Acts, Bible said when the upper room experienced that the mighty rushing wind showed up, and if you read it in Passion Translation, very important, Passion said that the pillar of fire appeared and divided like tongues of fire upon their head. The pillar of fire appeared. That word pillar also means flame. Flame of fire appeared and divided like a tongue of fire. Praise Master Jesus. There are different dimensions of our cherubic structure and nature that was energized that day. I won't go into detail. There are different dimensions of our cherubic structure and nature that was energized and activated. But I'm going down to verse 4 and to 6. He said they speak other tongues with even people around them. Hear them speak their own language. They are tongues of men and they are tongues of angels. They are tongues of men, they are tongues of angels. Pay attention. In the mind of Christ, there is an organ called the organ of language. In that organ of language, not just language, languages, all the languages that man ever spoke is embedded in that organ. Now, it's getting interesting. In other words, as you began to develop your union experience with the divine nature, God, who is a consuming fire, that aspect of that organ will be energized. The organ of language. Different languages embedded in your being. Some people go learn different country languages. But this one is going to be a supernatural, energized, activated, and released. Different languages of men will start rolling out of your being. Praise Master Jesus. As you want to speak, you speak other people's tongue. You have not been to maybe Korea, and God sends you to go and do ministry in Korea. As you show up and open your mouth to speak, you start speaking Korean language. You have not been to India before. As God sends you to India, as you open your mouth, you start speaking Indian language. These languages are embedded in the mind of Christ. It was given by the King of Glory for peoples and their cultures and tongues here and there. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, as a person, both in church and in the marketplace, you go out to do your business, suddenly you meet a Chinese person, began to speak Chinese. You have not learned Chinese before. It saves time. There was a woman I was praying for in Onitsha. I've not met him. I don't know who she was. But she called me on the phone and said, my cousin introduced her to me. I was praying in tongues. You know, as I was praying in tongues, I finished praying for the woman. The woman called my cousin and said, this person you introduced me to, has he lived in Arabic nations before? My cousin said, no, he has not lived in Arabic nation before. He said, because everything he's speaking Arabic. And I heard him clearly. That she has lived in Arab nation for many years. Said everything he's speaking, I heard him clearly. Me that was speaking, I was speaking in tongues. But I was speaking other people's language. This is what our union experience with the divine nature can do. We can speak tongues of men and we can speak tongues of angels. In other words, divine enabled tongues. Hallelujah. And it's a sign and a wonder. It was a sign to her. Wow. Because she's not heard this kind of thing before. A pastor praying in tongues, and suddenly he's speaking Arabic. He's understanding what I was speaking. But me, yes, I was understanding it by visions. I was seeing, as I was speaking, vision is coming out of me as pictures before me. Praise Master Jesus. It's a sign and a wonder. It can open up a heart of a person to receive what God wants to do. Praise Master Jesus. Fifth, in Songs of Solomon 8, verse 6. Very striking. Songs of Solomon 8, verse 6. He made a very important statement that was so dear to me. He says, Songs of Solomon 8, verse 6. Set me as a seal upon your arm. For love is as strong as death, jealousy as cruel as the grave. His flames are flames of fire, a vehement fire, a most vehement fire. In other words, as we keep on developing our union experience of the divine nature, which is the consuming fire, the love of God in our being that's already shed abroad in our heart, according to Romans 5:5, will be so much energized that will become literally the beings of love expressed in physical form. We become beings of God's love expressed in physical form. Remember what we shared last week. Love is not a feeling. It's not emotion. I'm feeling somehow. It didn't mean anything. Love is a decision and love is a person. In 1 John 3 verse 16, Jesus said, now love has been made known that he laid down his life for others. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brethren and for the sake of humanity. Praise Master Jesus. Sixth, in James 1 verse 6, pay attention, Bible says, tongue is a fire, unruling evil. Yes, in Romans 6 verse 13, Bible says, whoever that you use it to, he becomes an instrument of that. If you use yourself to God, he becomes, in other words, my tongue is a fire. As I yield it more and more to Jesus, consciously, it becomes an instrument of righteousness. In other words, the more I develop my union experience with the divine nature, which is God is fire. God is the fire. That dimension of who I am, the tongue of fire, will be energized in a greater way. Praise Master Jesus. There are two tongues, mainly I've seen in the Bible. The tongue of fire and the tongue of sword is inside of us. Bible said, out of his mouth proceed the double-edged sword. Praise Master Jesus. And life and death is in the power of tongue. In other words, abundance of life in our tongue will so much energized that everything that will come in contact with you will give it life. Praise Master Jesus. There was a lady that was going and a bone of a fish pierced his foot and enters into her body. And from there, her leg becomes so swollen that she couldn't walk anymore. And along the line, I came in contact with her. I just removed my shoe. I saw what God was doing. I saw God wearing my left shoe. I removed my left. I said, madam, wear this left shoe. She wore it and said, I'm feeling sensation of burning flame of fire. I said, that is the end of the matter. They took her home. The following day, she woke up and everything deflected and she began to walk normal again. Praise Master Jesus. I came in contact with a family. They were brothers and sisters. They were playing. One of them was on the bed. The other one wanted to pull the bed sheet from his feet without knowing that his brother was there. You know, these students playing, he pulled the bed sheet and the brother used his head to land on the wall. As he landed on the wall, the boy went into coma. When they went to hospital to see what's wrong with him, they did a scan and found out there was a sprinkling of blood inside his brain. They were preparing to do a surgery so that they would clean up blood in his brain. Then I came in contact with the family. I just said, spotted, let the fire of the King of Glory dry up every blood in that brain. And the following day, they wanted to do the surgery, but the doctor said, can we go to the last stage of it? Let's do another scan and know the state of that brain. Lo and behold, they did another scan. There was no droplet of blood in that brain anymore. The doctor said, let's wait. By evening, that child regained his consciousness. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I'm saying will not be beneficial to you if you're not in Christ. Praise Master Jesus. Put your hand on your chest. Let me pray for you. If you're yet to receive Christ into your life, say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in my name. You died for me. You were raised in my name. You were glorified in my name. Say, Lord Jesus, I confess your lordship over my life and my family. I dedicate the throne of my heart to you. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life into my heart in the mighty name of Jesus. I want to pray now, all kinds of prayer. Put your hand on your chest. I see an enemy before me. I decree and declare every strength mark of the enemy on your body. From this day, the mark of Christ overshadows your body. Let no one trouble you again, because you bear in your body the mark of crucifixion, the marks of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I see a name before me. Onyewe, I decree and declare every strange bone disease on Onyewe's right foot. I proclaim the voice of fire of the Spirit of God has dried it up, and you are set free from that infirmity in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a young man that went for first surgery. They did operation on you first time, second one, and the biting sensation around his top side of your stomach persists. They call it us, I don't care. But I decree and declare that strange infirmity in form of a tortoise, the hand of Christ has dried it up, taking it out of your body completely in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you. I'm seeing a mama in Ayokwala for the past 17 years. In Ayokwala for the past 17 years, I received the liquid fire of the Spirit of God into your brochi and into your system. I proclaim that strange infirmity cancelled in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing a woman. You can't read the Bible without your glasses. Not just that you can't read your Bible, you are going blind. Consciously, I decree and declare the fire of the Spirit of God blows through your eyes, and I proclaim your eyes are purified, your eyesight perfected, and your vision cleansed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I decree and declare, thank you. I'm seeing a child that is playing without knowing that a soccer way was sinking. As he stepped on it, suddenly the soccer way sinked in. I cancel that accident consciously in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I'm seeing a young man that is driving shuttle. Every now and then you're going to mechanic. Every now and then you're going to mechanic. I decree and declare the voice of fire has ended that strange occultic manipulation and influence upon your vehicle. Cancel it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. I decree and declare Agnes Agaya Achogacho in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you. I'm seeing a woman that drink a beverages like tea. But that stuff has been expired. Not just that it's expired, it is not from the original manufacturer, Akuchi, so to say, and it becomes to ravage your internal organs and internal systems. I proclaim in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that thing that look brownish, so thick, that is so offensive, all of them dries up and taken out of your body completely in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, the only wise God, for you have heard me. Praise Master Jesus. For prayers, testimonies, and contacts, 0806756400001. 0806756400001. Our counseling is on Tuesday by 8 a.m. Wednesday fellowship is by 11 a.m. First Friday of every month is our night of rest by 10 p.m. School of Kingdom Mysteries comes up on 18th of September, is on 11th and 18th of September by 3 p.m. is on Sunday. Our Facebook is Eagle and Dove Wisdom Ministry International. Website eagleanddovewisdomministry.com. And our ministry is located in Amaisike Village, Mbaku, Okanot, Anambra State. Thank you, and remain blessed. See you next week sometime.